Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, राम हरे हरे। जय श्री राधा माधव की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की, श्री प्रभुपाद की, गौर भक्त वृंद की। नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय, कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले, श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने, नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे, गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेषा शून्यवादे, पाश्चात देश तारिणे, गौरवे गौरचंद्राय, राधिका तदाल्ये, कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद भक्ताय नमो नमः। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमं, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं, ततो जयं मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया, भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके, कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च, नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर, शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। You are all welcome at Nityani Maya Sundar Temple ISKCON Krishnayas for morning Bhagavatam class. We are reading from 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd chapter, the appearance of Lord Sri Krishna. By repeatedly hearing the appearance of Lord Sri Krishna, which is Divya or transcendental, and by accepting this as the absolute truth, and knowing it tattva with in a sense, if we know this appearance of Krishna is transcendental in essence, then Krishna promised in Bhagavad Gita, we will be delivered from repeated birth and death and miseries of the material world.
И слушая об этом рождении и появлении в ходе Господа, мы избавимся от всех грехов и отправимся в духовный мир, как говорится в Бхагавад-гите.
Janma karma cha me devyam evam yoveti tattvatah tyakta deham punarjanma naiti mameti so arjuna. So understanding the appearance of the Krishna is very important for the devotee's advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Для преданных, которые хотят развиваться в сознании Кришны, абсолютно необходимо слушать о рождении Господа.
So Krishna's appearance is not like an ordinary child.
Krishna появляется не как обыкновенный ребенок.
Krishna appeared within the mind of Vasudev.
Сначала он появился в уме Васудевы.
And from the mind of the Vasudev, he is transferred to the heart of Devaki.
И сознание Васудевы из его ума он был перенесен в лоно Деваки.
And it appeared that Devaki is pregnant, but actually it is not a pregnancy of like a common husband and wife.
Казалось, что Деваки была беременна, но на самом деле это не была обычная беременность.
There is the meaning of Divya. There is the meaning of Divya or transcendental.
Это было абсолютно духовное.
An appearance of Krishna in the prison of the Kamsa was in four-handed form.
И Кришна появился в темнице у Камсы в своей четырехрукой форме.
There is no any description of the delivery of the Devaki.
Не дается никакого описания рождения Кришны.
It is a just four-handed, beautiful personality appeared and started speaking.
То есть просто появилось красивое существо в четырехрукой форме и начало говорить.
And both and Devaki and Vasudeva offered prayers.
И Деваки и Васудева они сразу же вознесли свои молитвы.
And that Supreme Lord ordered Vasudeva to take me to the Nanda Gokul.
И Верховная Личность Бога Кришна приказал Васудеве взять его и отнести.
And exchange me with the baby girl born to the Yashoda.
И также приказал поменять его с девочкой, которая родилась у Яшоды.
And then we have discussed for 2-3 days how Vasudeva obeyed the order of Supreme Lord and put it on the bed of mother Yashoda and took the baby girl and came back to the prison house.
Три предыдущие дня мы уже обсуждали, как Васудева пришел в Гокулу и поменял детей, то есть положил Кришну на постель Яшоды и взамен него взял девочку.
Now this is the last verse of this chapter, verse 53.
И этот 53 стих, это последний стих третьей главы.
Now what happened to the Yashoda?
Что случилось с Яшодой?
So that is described in this verse.
Это описано в этом стихе.
So let us chant this verse.
Давайте прочитаем его.
Yashoda Nanda Patni Cha Jatum Param Adna Param Abhudhyat Natalingam Parishranta Nidraya Upagata Smriti Yashoda Nanda Patni Cha Jatum Parma Abhudhya Natalingam Parishranta Nidraya Upagata Smriti Yashoda Nanda Patni Cha Jatam Param Abhudhyat Natalingam Parishranta Nidraya Upagata Simrita Yashoda Nanda Patni Cha Jatam Param Abhudhyat Natalingam Parishranta Nidriya Upagata Smriti Yashoda Nanda Patni Cha Jatam Param Abhudhyat Natalingam Parishranta Nidriya Upagata Smriti Yashoda Nanda Patni Cha Jatam Param Abhudhyat Наталингам Паришранта, Нендрия Упагата Смрти, Девиз Вайшнави Мата. Яшодананда Патнича, Джатам Парамабхаджат, Наталингам Паришранта, Nidriya Pagata Smriti. So Yashoda Nanda Patni Cha, so it means the Yashoda, wife of Nanda Cha means also.
Yashoda Nanda Patni Cha, Yashoda означает Yashoda, мать Кришны Гокули, жена Нанды Махараджа.
Jatam Param means gave birth to the Supreme.
Jatam Param означает, что она дала рождение высшему
человеку. Jatam means gave birth. Param means Supreme Lord.
Param означает Верховная Личность.
So she also gave birth to Supreme Lord.
То есть она родила Верховную Личность Бога.
Abhudhyat Nattalingam. Abhudhyat means not knowing.
Abhudhyata означает не знаю.
Nattalingam means whether the is a boy or girl, she was not knowing.
Nattalingam означает, что то ли это был мальчик, то ли девочка, она не знала.
So she could not remember or understand or know whether the baby born is boy or girl.
То есть, когда она родила ребенка, она не понимала, это был мальчик или девочка.
Abhudhya means she was not able to understand.
Abhudhyata означает, что она была не в состоянии понять.
Why?
Почему?
Prashanta, Parishanta. Parishanta means exhaustion.
Parishanta означает обессиленная.
Too much tired.
Она была слишком усталой.
Why she was tired?
Почему она была уставшей?
Because of giving birth to the baby.
Потому что она родила ребенка.
So here there is a description that Yashoda is tired.
Здесь есть описание, как устала Yashoda.
But there is nothing described when the Krishna appeared in the prison of the Kamsa.
Но нет никакого описания, как Кришна появился в темнице Камсы.
Because the Krishna appeared to Nanda and Yashoda is Swayam Bhagavan.
Потому что Yashoda, Кришна появился Yashoda Nanda как Верховная
Личность. But he is not manifesting his opulences in Vrindavan.
Но он не показывал своих вот этих возможностей в Вриндаване.
In Gokul he is doing the pastime of a ordinary child.
То есть в Гокуле он проявлял вот эти все игры как обычный ребенок.
Here he is only showing his sweet madhurya pastime. So there is no extraordinary opulence or some adbhut means astonishing thing is not on this side. So because of the exhaustion, what happened to the Yashoda?
И что случилось с Яшодой после того, как она полностью обессилила?
Нидрия Упагата, she was deep sleep.
Нидрия Упагата, она была в глубоком сне, заснула
глубоким сном. And Smriti means there are remembrance, or she was like no remembrance, it's Prabhupada, it's unconscious, lost consciousness, having lost consciousness.
Смертих означает, что она утратила память, то есть она была без сознания.
Your Smriti, Shila Prabhupada has translated as a consciousness.
Смерти, то есть Прабхупада переводит как память,
сознание. Smriti means remembrance.
Память.
Because of the deep sleep, she could not remember anything.
Из-за глубокого сна она не помнила ничего.
This is the description like a birth of an ordinary child.
То есть здесь приводится описание, как будто родился обыкновенный ребенок.
So, Srila Prabhupada's translation.
Перевод Шрилы Прабхупады.
Exhausted by the labor of the childbirth.
Яшоду, обессиленную родами.
There is no description of labor of the childbirth in a Kamsa prison house to the Devaki. And Devaki, as soon as she saw the baby, beautiful 400 form, she was bowing down and offering prayers.
Девоки, как только увидела, что Кришна воплотился в своей четырехрукой форме, она упала и предложила свои молитвы.
There is no exhaustion to the Devaki.
Она была в нормальном состоянии, она не была обессилена.
She was not sleeping.
Она не спала.
And she was remembering everything.
Ну и также ничего не помнила.
But Yashoda, she was exhausted because of the childbirth. Yashoda was overwhelmed with sleep. And unable to understand what kind of child has been born to her. Because the Yoga Maya appeared. Where Yoga Maya appeared, people forget everything. Because for large pastime, Yoga Maya arranged this situation where people forget everything, devotees forget everything. Even Supreme Lord forget that He is Supreme Lord. He knows everything. But because of Yoga Maya, He forget everything. Like Supreme Lord is like a script writer of a drama. And then He act in the drama. And He forget Himself. Because of the Yoga Maya. But He is the script writer. So He knows everything. But because of the Yoga Maya, He forget everything. And the devotees also forget everything. And then this sweet pastime are manifested. Yeah, that would be beautiful pastime because the Yoga Maya make them forget everything. So Yashoda was under the influence of the Yoga Maya. And Yoga Maya appeared as her daughter. But also Krishna appeared to Yashoda, that is not described in Bhagavatam. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami and other Acharya from the authoritative scripture accept that Yashoda gave birth to a baby boy and a girl. The baby boy is the eternal son of Nanda and Yashoda from Golok Dham. He is a Gopal. He is a Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And the baby girl was a younger sister, Yoga Maya. So, now Srila Prabhupada's purport. Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva were intimate friends. Yesterday we discussed that not only they were friends, but according to their family lineage, they are cousin brothers. Devamida Maharaj has two wives. Devamida Maharaj have two wives. One Kshatri Mata gave birth to Sursen. And one Vaish Mata gave birth to Parjanya. And Sursen have the son Vasudev. And other Kunti and other children. And Parjanya has five sons and one daughter. And the middle son is Nanda Baba. It means they are brothers. Their grandfather is one. And also they are friends. Both relations are there. Their friendship is described in Bhagavatam after the birth of Krishna, when Nanda Baba went to Mathura to give the text to Kansa, then there was a meeting of Vasudev and Nanda Baba. After the birth of Krishna, Nanda Baba went to Mathura to give text to Kansa. And then they met in a garden. After a long time, these two friends met. And their talk is very, very nice, how the friends should meet. They have so much family relation that wife of the Vasudeva, Rohini, was living at the house of Nanda Baba. And she gave birth to Balaram ji at Nanda Bhavan. So they are friends. Then Srila Prabhupada, and so were their wives. To Yashoda and Devaki. They were very friends. Although their names are different, they were practically non-different personalities. What this mean? Because like when we say there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Krishna and Balaram, there is no difference. Only difference, one is a white in color and one is a blackish in color. Like there is no difference between Radha and Krishna. Because Radha is a Shakti and Krishna is Shaktiman. So similarly, there is no difference between Yashoda and Devaki. Because they are both having a Vatsalya Prem for Krishna. They are Devarupi. Devarupi means they are not ordinary woman. They are not ordinary woman. They are the associate of Supreme Lord. They are eternal mothers of Lord Sri Krishna. So their identity is not different. So and their consciousness is same. They have a relation with Krishna as a baby. So they are practically non-different. When there is a description of Devaki in Srimad Bhagavatam, it says Devaki is of the same nature as of the Krishna. Same nature means she is also beyond three modes and she is also Satchitananda. Her body is not like our body of the bone and muscle and something. Well, she is liberated associate of Krishna. So here Srila Prabhupada writes, the only difference is that Devaki was able to understand their Supreme Personality Godhead had been born to her. And had now changed into Krishna. What it means that Devaki saw four-handed form of Vishnu. And then on her request that four-handed form become a baby. So she saw this opulence of Krishna. Whereas Yashoda was not able to understand what kind of child had been born to her. Why she was not able to understand? Srila Prabhupada writes, Yashoda was such an advanced devotee that she never regarded Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead, but simply loved one as her own son. So, this is the difference between Devaki and Vasudeva. Oh, sorry, Devaki and Yashoda. So, Devaki has a relation with Krishna as a son, but she has also influence of the opulence.
То есть девочки, она рассматривала Кришну как своего сына, но она также понимала его могущество как Бога.
Because she has seen 400 form.
Потому что она увидела четырехрукую форму.
And she knows he is supreme lord. And the demigod also told Devaki and Vasudev, now Supreme Lord is appearing as your son. So they were aware of the baby Krishna as the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Therefore, their Vatsalya Prem has some Aishwarya or opulence. But Yashoda, she never accepted Krishna as a god. She only considered he is my darling baby. They are called gopis. Yashoda is called gopi. And all the Brijavasis ladies are called gopi. The one meaning of gopi, go means cow. And pal means those who take care of the cows, protect cows. That is the normal meaning of gopi. And therefore Krishna is called Gopal. Because he's taking care of the cows. The another meaning of gopi, go means senses. And pi means drinking. So they were drinking the beauty of Krishna through their eyes, through their ears. Gopi, I mean, it's not in meditation they were seeing Krishna. They were seeing Krishna with eyes. It was the festival of their eyes to see Krishna. Oh, they were hearing the childhood beautiful talks of Krishna from their ears. They are drinking that. They were carrying the baby Krishna on their lap. Kissing Krishna, loving Krishna. They were enjoying with their senses. And the third meaning of gopi is, go means secret. Gopanya means confidential. So they kept the Krishna hidden. Why Krishna left Gokul and went to, why Krishna left Mathura and went to Gokul? To be hidden from Kamsa, to be not noticed by Kamsa. So these all gopis were keeping Krishna hidden. The Godheadship of Krishna is kept hidden in Gokul. Gopis were asking Krishna, we will give you a little butter, you dance. And Krishna was dancing. And gopi says, I will bind you. I will tie you. Krishna was crying. Kansa will say, oh, this baby who is afraid of a coward lady, what he will do to me? So gopis has actually, by their love, kept the Godhead opulence of Krishna very hidden. Sometimes Krishna was doing extraordinary activity. Lifting Govardhan. But they never accepted him God. Oh, maybe some demigod has entered in our son to do this. This is our baby. So they have a different relation with Krishna.
То есть у них были совсем другие отношения, отношения другого рода с
Кришной. So Srila Prabhupada writes, Devaki, however, knew from the very beginning that
Devaki же с самого начала знала,
although Krishna was her son,
что хотя Кришна ее сын,
he was Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Он верховная личность Бога.
So this is, Devaki has this thing in mind.
Devaki всегда это помнила, всегда держала это в уме.
After almost roughly 11 years, Krishna and Balaram came to see Vasudeva and Devaki in prison of Mathura.
Krishna and Balarama пришли в Матхуру, чтобы увидеть Васудеву и Деваки.
After killing Kansa,
после того, как убили Кансу,
Devaki and Vasudeva were remembering Krishna as still Supreme Lord.
Деваки и Васудева они по-прежнему помнили Кришну как верховную личность.
And they were folding hands.
И они сложили свои ладони.
And bowing down.
Упали.
But then Krishna has to speak.
И Кришна начал говорить.
He said, the son, if he is able and not serving the parents, then it is not good.
Он сказал, что когда сын не служит своим родителям, это нехорошо.
We are sorry that so long you have suffered in prison and we are not come to help you.
Он сказал, что мы очень сожалеем, что вы так долго были в тюрьме, и мы не пришли помогать вам.
So Krishna spoke in a way that they forgot that Krishna is God, and then Devaki and Vasudev, they embraced Krishna and Balaram. Krishna spoke in a way as that I am your son, not God. So they forgot the opulence, and then they embraced Krishna and Balaram, 11-year boys. So they were knowing from the beginning that Krishna is God. But Srila Prabhupada writes, in Vrindavan, no one regard Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. When something was very wonderful happened, because of Krishna's activities, the inhabitant of Vrindavan, the coward men and coward boys, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda and the others were surprised.
Обитатели Вриндавана, взрослые пастухи, мальчики, пастушки, Махараджа Нанда, Ишода и другие удивлялись.
When Krishna was 3 month old baby.
Когда Кришне было 3 месяца.
And he on his own turned around.
Он сам по себе он смог перевернуться.
Oh, mother was so happy that my baby is now growing and having a power to turn himself.
Мама была очень счастлива, потому что, ну, вот у меня ребенок так быстро растет, сам переворачивается уже.
They asked from Sandilya Rishi, their priest, what is the festival for this action of a baby. They asked from their priest what we should do, because baby is now moving on her own.
Они спросили своих брахманов, советников, что нам сделать, может, какой-то праздник устроить, у нас ребенок сам теперь переворачивается.
And then they have a big festival. And all the ladies came. And Yashoda put the baby Krishna after feeding under a big wooden cart. And asked the young boys of 4 or 5 years age, you see, if the baby cries, you tell us. Told to the boys, you watch, if baby cries, you tell us. And ladies inside started singing and having a nice party. At that time, one demon entered into that cart. Shaktasur. And he wanted to kill Krishna. And Krishna thought, they are enjoying festival because I turned my position. And they have put me under the cart and they are enjoying inside. I will show you what I can do. I am Rasraj. I am the king of all mellows.
король всех наслаждений.
But they have put on the top of me all these milk products, which is called gaurus. On the top of the car, they were full, the parts full of milk, yogurt, and masala. I am king. Why they have put on me the gaurus? Gaurus means cow's products. So Krishna touched by his small foot to the axle of the cart. He touched to the axle of the cart, which was connecting to the wheel. Whole cart was upside down, demon was killed, and all the parts spread here, and there was a big sound. All ladies ran outside. What happened? What happened? Oh, small boys, they were saying, he with his foot has actually broken this cart. Actually, Krishna did that. But the ladies are saying, hey, you babies, you don't know how small baby can break this cart? They are not believing the babies. When Krishna uprooted the two Yamuna Arjun trees, and Nanda Baba came there, he said, who uprooted these deep rooted trees? Again the baby said, this Krishna has done this. And Nanda Baba saying, how can my small baby can uproot these two trees which elephants cannot do? It was all truth. But nobody was believing. When Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill for 7 days, then all the coward boys, coward men came to Nanda Baba's home. Who is this Krishna? Your son. Why you have keeping him hidden? How can he lift the Govardhan? No, you never told us who is he. Nanda Baba said, please sit down, you have a nice cup of milk. Well, I am telling you truth. I don't know anything. He is my darling son. When Garga Rishi was giving, was performing name giving ceremony, he told that he will protect you, all coward men. And he is as good as Narayan. And you all protect him. You take care of him nicely. I don't know anything more than that. Our coward says, oh, Gargarishi said that he will protect us. Ah, all right, he's our darling child. He forgot everything. So many times, even sometimes Krishna was saying, I lifted Govardhan Hill. Coward boys were saying, wait a minute, not only you lifted, we put our sticks there too. And gopis were saying, it is our butter which you stole and eat, therefore you have a power, not you stole, we help you to do this. Nobody was saying you have done. So nobody accepted Krishna as a god in Vrindavan. Even twice Yashoda saw the whole universal form in the lotus mouth of Krishna. Oh, she was thinking, this is something in my mind. Some ghost. It is my baby. So, Srila Prabhupada is writing here, Sometimes they suggested that
иногда, правда, они предполагали,
some great demigod had appeared as a Krishna.
Что какой-то великий полубог явился среди них в облике Кришны.
And the greatest demigod, Brahmaji, was bewildered by this baby Krishna.
Даже самый великий полубог, Брахма, он был обманут Кришной.
Everybody was telling Krishna is butter thief.
Все говорили, что Кришна это просто
Makhan chor. Makhan chor. Makhan chor. Makhan means butter.
Makhan chor. Mata означает вода.
Chor means thief.
Chor означает вор.
Krishna says, all right, I am butter thief. I will show to the world the greatest demigod Brahma is bigger thief. He is going to steal the my calves and my coward boys.
Это означает вор масла, и Кришна говорил, что ну вот я покажу, то есть хоть Брахма и есть самый великий полубог, то есть что не я ворую масло, а он ворует меня.
So Brahma stole the calves and coward boys. He's a big thief.
Брахма большой вор, он украл Кришну и пастушков.
Oh, he only stole the butter from his own coward men, but Brahma came and stole the calves of the Brijvasis. Eight demigods were bewildered by Krishna by his pastime in Vrindavan, Mathura and Dwarka. Brahma was bewildered, Indra was bewildered. Varuna was bewildered. Lord Shiva was fighting with Krishna on behalf of Banasur. He was also defeated. Kamadev, the Cupid, he came to Krishna. He said, I want to use my arrow on you. I have five beautiful flower arrows. And I have actually conquered even Lord Shiva. Though he has burnt my body. He has burnt my body. Because Shiva was in Samadhi. This Cupid wanted to agitate him. So he opened his third eye and looked at a Cupid. And Cupid, his body was burned. So one of the name of the Cupid is Ananga. A means no. Anga means limbs or body. Anga means hand, leg. So he's called Ananga. So he came to Krishna. Krishna says, you want to have a battle with me? Yes.
Да.
Which battle you want? A battle in the fort or battle in an open field? So what is the difference between the two? Battle in the fort means I sit in samadhi and then you disturb me. I sit in meditation and then you disturb me. And then what is the battle on the field? I am doing ras dance with the gopis and then you attack me. You say, I have already defeated so many people, they were in a trance, but now this time I want to have a fight with you when you are doing ras dance. Oh, this is a new experience for me. So Krishna was started playing on flute and gopis were coming. And then Cupid was focusing his arrow on Krishna. And he was looking at Krishna. And by seeing Krishna, his arrow fell down and he was becoming unconscious. Hey, Krishna said, still war is not started. You are now losing your weapon. He said, hey baby, get out from here. you have to appear as my son, Pradyumna, when you will get the body again. So Cupid is born again as a son of Krishna, Pradyumna. Therefore, one of the name of Krishna is Madan Mohan. Madan means Cupid. Mohan means one who enchants even the Cupid. But Radharani is still called Madan Mohan Mohini. It means she enchants the one who enchants Cupid. So what this demigod will do? Krishna bewildered so many great demigods like Brahma, Shiva and Indra. Oh, they were saying, maybe some demigod appeared. In such an exalted state of devotional service, a devotee forgets the position of Krishna and intensely loves the Supreme Personality of Godhead without understanding his position. That is called Madhurya Prem. And this is only the prerogative of Brijabasis. These Brijabasis have this type of love. Oh, in Mathura there is a 50% opulence and 50% sweetness. But Vrindavan is 100% only sweetness or madhurya. But Dwarka is a opulence. Dwarka is a Aishwarya Dham. There Krishna is palace, Krishna is their king. Krishna never used any weapon in Vrindavan. He has only flute and peacock feather. He was always dressing like a coward boy. But when he went to the Mathura, he used his weapons. He never took his flute. He never used his flute in Mathura and Dwarka. That is only for Vrindavan. Because the Vrindavan devotees, they are very sweet Madhurya devotee. This is called Kevala Bhakti. Kevala Bhakti means unalloyed devotional service. Unalloyed devotional service. In distinct from the stage of Jnana and Jnanamayi Bhakti. Jnana means Jnana of the Supreme Lord. Jnana means knowledge. Knowledge means knowledge of the Supreme Lord. They were not considering Krishna as Supreme Lord. They were only focusing on their personal relation. Krishna is my son. Krishna is my friend. Krishna is my lover. That's all. Krishna is my master. What he is, we have nothing to do. He may be God, may not be God, we have nothing to do. Here ends the purport of this chapter of Shira. Thus end the Bhakti Vedanta purport to 10th canto, 3rd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Birth of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna. So Yashoda, Krishna appeared to the Yashoda is Nandanandan Krishna. Krishna, he is Avatari Krishna. Avatari means source of all incarnation. The Krishna appeared to Vasudeva and Devaki is Avatar Krishna. It means incarnation. And the purpose of appearance of Vasudev Krishna is to establish dharma. To annihilate the demons. But the Nandanandan, Yashoda Nandan Krishna appeared only with his associates for sweet pastimes.
Который родился у Ешоды, в Гакуле, было сделано для того, чтобы просто насладиться своими отношениями со своими преданными.
He has nothing to do with killing demons.
Не было ничего связанного с убийством
демонов. Are establishing dharma.
И с установлением закона.
That is the business of incarnation Krishna.
Такова была цель рождения Кришны.
He was simply there to play on the flute. Oh, and herd the cows with the cowherd boys and give the pleasure to the elderly gopa and gopis and dance with the young gopis of Vrindavan. No other business. So this is the difference between the two appearance of Krishna. They are one person. But they have a different mellows. He, in Vrindavan, for almost 10 years and 7 months, he has only demonstrated the sweet pastimes. At three places. In Gokul, his childhood pastime for the Vatsalya Prem. In Vrindavan, with the cowherd boys herding cows for the sakha or friendship pastime. And from Nandgaon, he was having the pastime with the gopis of Ras dance and other wonderful Madhurya Leela.
Когда он был на награде, танцевал с гопи, это было проявление Мадхурья, Мадхурья Премы, Мадхурья Расы.
So this was the Krishna of Yashoda.
Такой был Кришна, который родился у Яшоды.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Any question or comment?
Вопросы, комментарии.
Как вас зовут?
Ирина.
Yes, Ирина. Stage of Gyan and Gyan Mai Bhakti. Gyan means knowledge of the Krishna the, as a Supreme Lord. And Gyan Mai Bhakti means bhakti which is mixed with opulences. Aishwarya, this is called Aishwarya mixed bhakti. It is bhakti, they have a love for Krishna. But mixed with opulence. Brijvasi's bhakti was pure, sweet bhakti without any opulence.
Просто бхакти идет, это любовь к Господу, не понимая того, что он верховная личность Бога.
Well, there is, say, some mother has a son, he is a prime minister.
Например, у какой-то матери у него сын премьер-министр.
The whole world knows he is a prime minister.
Все знают, что он премьер-министр.
But for mother, he is my son.
Но для матери он просто ребенок, ее сын.
Well, sometime mother also, oh, he is my, I mean, say, if she goes to the office, and then she have to follow the etiquette that he is a prime minister. But when he comes to the home, then he is like a son. But now, mother is living in a village. She don't know that they, who is prime minister. He may be his own son. But he only knows he is my son, no prime minister. Even somebody says, Prime Minister, he said maybe, but this is he's my son, I don't know anything. So jnana means knowledge that Krishna is Supreme Lord. And jnanamayi bhakti means bhakti mixed with opulence. And when opulence arises, bhakti becomes the madhurya, the sweetness become constructed. Sankuchit means it becomes the sweetness become less. So this is these two words in this context is like jnana and jnanamayi bhakti. It's not jnanis of the Bhagavad Gita. Like Vasudeva Devaki, they are called jnanamayi bhakta. Kunti is also jnanamayi bhakta. Oh, sometimes she is thinking Krishna is God. Arjuna sometimes saying, oh, he's saying, yeah, you are God, the Shastra universal form, then he was astonished. They have friendship, they have nice devotion, but still they were surprised when they see the opulence of Krishna. But Brijabasi is never surprised. They say this, whatever he is our baby. So this is the Dwarka have jnanamayi bhakti. But Vrindavan has a pure kevala bhakti. Yeah, it's never mixed with opulence. Hare Krishna. And Rupa Goswami gave example one day, if you remember. People used to give a charity of ghee to the Brahmins. But sometimes they used to put a gold in the ghee as a hidden charity. Now when you go to home and you melt the ghee, you will see the gold. Then the value of the ghee is insignificant because gold is very costly. Now you have a knowledge this gold is costly than ghee. And then because of the knowledge of the gold, you have no respect for ghee. This is jnanamayi bhakti. But Brijabasis, there may be gold in the ghee, in the masala, but they never boil the ghee. So it is inside. They never see gold. Their love is so condensed like cold of Siberia that ghee never melt. Yeah, their love is so cold. It's so love is so cold that ghee never melt, and even there is gold, they cannot see it. They only can see that gold. This is ghee, no gold. So this is the difference between the two. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Kakva Zabuz Brahmachari. Nitai Gaur. Yes.
Верховная личность Бога Кришна. То он как личность.
Says Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. What about his personality, can you say?
Is it?
What can you say about personality of Krishna?
Krishna. Our dear master. He is source of all incarnation, he is source of all energies, he is source of everything. Whatever we see, it is all coming from him. When nothing will remain, still he will remain. He is Govindam Adi Purusham. He is the master of all masters.
Он хозяин всех хозяев.
But for me, he is my dear master, my dear friend, master, like that. If that, that is called bhakti.
Для меня, для нас это наш дорогой друг, можно называть бхакти.
So Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, but for us, he is our dear master.
Да, Кришна это верховная личность Бога, но для нас это наш дорогой друг, наш дорогой хозяин.
Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he sings, Jestane Gora Amara means Goranga is mine.
Вот как поет Бхактивинода Такур, Гора Амара означает мой.
So Krishna Amara, Krishna is mine.
Кришна мой.
He is God, is all right, but he is mine.
Он Бог, это хорошо, но он мой.
That is the mood of Bhakti.
То есть вот такое должно быть настроение Бхакти.
He is God, yes, he is supreme personality of Godhead.
Да, он верховная личность.
But we are the servant of Gopinath.
Но мы слуги и слуг Гопинатха.
So we are connected with Gopinath.
Мы связаны с Гопинатхом.
So he is ours.
Они наши.
Hare Krishna. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai.